Off the press! This week... Invasion!
In 10 seconds, we will bring you an important announcement from London.
General Manager of United Press was driving to Macmillan Hall in London, things began to happen at the New York offices of UP.
The official German news agency, DNB, says at 12:43 a.m. that the entire coast between Le Havre and Cherbourg is involved in what is claimed as an Allied invasion.
What do you make of it?
I can't tell. It might be a German propaganda trick. It might not. Put it on the main trunk. Play up the rumor angle.
Okay.
And don't forget to add... There is no Allied confirmation. No Allied confirmation.
The German DNB news agency claims that 6 heavy warships and 20 Allied destroyers are lying before the Seine estuary off the coast of France. There is no Allied confirmation. No Allied confirmation. No Allied confirmation.
During that flurry of German rumors, Virgil Pinkley and his assistant, Edward Beatty, hurried to staff headquarters in London. Bombers were throbbing overhead like the rumble of distant elevated trains. American military police, wearing white helmets, gloves, and leggings, escorted the two UP men to a large room where fellow correspondents were seated.
Oh, that's really a story. Something I've been waiting
for. All right, gentlemen, your attention, please. You all have observed and no doubt read the piece of paper placed at the table before you. That is invasion communique number one. You may release it to the entire world in exactly 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
No confirmation, no confirmation. What's the matter with London anyway?
Listen, kid, you've got one thing to learn. The UP is not verifying any invasion reports, false or otherwise, until they're substantiated by Allied headquarters.
Chief, the stuff came in.
Yeah.
Break it up!
All wires. Flash. London, under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing operations this morning on the northern coast of France.
Let him have it. Arms away!
Urgent to United Press, New York, by Collie Small. More than 2,300 American and British heavy bombers teamed up in a shattering zero-hour bombardment of northern France, sending an estimated 7,000 tons of bombs crashing on the network of German gun emplacements, raiding the invasion coast. It was the greatest single attack launched against a single objective in the history of aerial warfare, and the battered Luftwaffe took the beating without putting a plane into the skies. The powerful Allied fleet moving ahead of the invasion armada.
Of course I remember you. You're Leo Disher of the United Press.
That's right, Admiral.
You came along in the bombing of the Tirpitz, didn't you?
Yes, sir. But this is the biggest show I ever expect to cover. Nothing but ships as far as the eye can see. Battle wagons, cruisers, destroyers, corvettes, LCTs.
The mightiest fleet ever assembled anywhere at any time in the world, Mr. Disher. We have upwards of 4,000 ships, together with several thousand smaller craft.
Torpedoes, hard right, spread up!
Train those machine guns to starboard. Stand by with depth charges.
Why the machine guns, Admiral?
So the torpedoes, it's our only chance. Depth charges through the rest.
Gun position, 3-2 inch. Torpedo weight to starboard. Correct.
There they are, two of them.
Torpedo track.
Follow them.
Starboard bow.
Fire.
Blended. Over with the ash cans.
There they go.
Coming in on range, sir.
Listen. German coastal batteries are opening up.
Right, Mr. Disher. This is what we've been waiting for. Captain Allison.
Aye, sir.
Bombardment will start at exactly 0400. It is now 0258. Stand by for general alarm.
Dick Watch, all ships, stand by for general alarm.
10 seconds to go. Stand by. 5 seconds. Now in general quarters.
All hands, man your battle station. Man your battle station.
Notify the fleet to fire when ready, Captain.
Aye, sir.
I see they are ready, sir. And the order is fire.
Urgent to United Press, New York, by Leo Disher. The Allied Navy poured tons of hot steel on the invasion coast of Normandy early today. The big Navy shells burst with terrific force, sending out red sheets of flame which subsided in billows of mushrooming dirt and smoke. The Germans failed in their attempt to break up the fleet with U-boats and coastal fortifications. Upwards of 4,000 ships took part in the action. Behind this mighty battle fleet, thousands of landing craft, each carrying 120 men with weapons and small tanks, sped toward the invasion shore.
We're spending part of it,
Sergeant. Oh, I think it's sick. Hey, where's that United Press correspondent?
Hey, Dick McMillan.
Yeah? Move up to the front of the boat, Mac. You stick with me.
Boy, what a way to spend the night.
Nothing like it. All right, Ben. Before we get out, don't forget to duck and don't bunch up.
Yeah.
Right out. Come on, they can't stop us.
Urgent to United Press, New York, by Richard C. McMillan. Allied troops have breached the invasion coast of Europe and are storming ashore on the beaches. Each man was a walking arsenal. Some carried their Garand rifles, 80 rounds of ammunition, and 3 grenades. Others bore grenade-launching Springfields. Others had Browning automatics. There were bazookas, flamethrowers, TNT pole charges, and all the other equipment necessary to reduce the enemy's fortified position. The Germans opened a heavy fire when our men were about 50 yards offshore. But most of the spearhead reached the beaches, shouting the battle cry.
Come on, they can't stop us!
Come on, Doc, let's close it up.
Come on, fellas, they can't stop us!
They can't stop us!
Come on!
Urgent to United Press, New York, by Virgil Pinkley. The $100 billion Allied invasion of Europe has just passed its first test through the battle cry of, "They can't stop us." These 4 words from an unknown American sergeant were uttered as the greatest military operation of history began. They transformed the coast of northern France into a roaring, flaming, crashing inferno. The battle of battles has finally been joined. But the job has only begun. We shall have victory, but only at the cost of blood and sweat, courage, endurance, and the highest military skill. just heard the United Press Invasion Staff's dramatic eyewitness story of the Allied invasion of northern France. Other correspondents the world over are prepared to bring you other first-hand accounts. We will present another in this series soon. Be sure to listen. Meanwhile, remember to look for United Press dispatches in your favorite newspaper. Listen for United Press news on the air. It is your guarantee of the world's best coverage of the world's biggest news.